So the Medrash is continuing in Tanat Be'el Yol, and it's going on the words in the end of the book of Shmuel, where David HaMelech, his prophecy is introduced with Ve'ele Divrei David HaChaonim, and these are the last words of David. So the word Divrei means words of prophecy, and we don't find that much prophecy by David. The book of Tehillim was written with Ruach HaKodesh, but with Nevuah specifically. So this is one of the only Nevuot we have from David. So now the question is, what was he saying when he said that? It's a long song. So the Medrash says, Davar Acher, an alternate understanding is, Ve'ile Divrei David HaChaonim, these are David's last words. Amar Lefanav, he said before him, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, כשם שמחלת לי על אבונות ראשונים, just as you forgave me for my first sins, that our sages say that when King Saul, who had been chasing David, trying to kill him, when he fell, so David gave a song before God. And our sages say that God held it against him. He said, what are you singing for? He was troubled. He had a the pasuk says Ruach Hashem biatatu, the spirit of Hashem kept attacking him, caused him to have some form of temporary insanity or some form of depression. So yeah, he chased after you, but now that he fell, he's dead. At the end of the day, he was still a king, he was still a righteous person. What are you singing when he falls? So that was his first sin, that, so to speak, when he sang at Shalomel's downfall, and God forgave him. We have a chapter in Tehillim, Shigayon le David, where David HaMelech says, I've erred, asher shar l'Hashem, when he sang to Hashem, al divrei Chush ben Yemini, about the fall of Cush, who was Shaul HaMelech, who, just like a Cushi, a black person, is exceptional in his skin color among white people. So to Shaul, it was known as Cush, like the black person, who, because Shaul was exceptional in his traits. So David HaMelech says, this whole chapter in Tehillim, about how he erred in singing, praising God after Shaul fell. So David HaMelech now, in the end of his life, says, Master of the world, just as you forgave me for my first sins, which was the singing at Shaul's downfall, Kach mecholi al achaonim, so too, please forgive me on my later sins, on my last sins, which is probably a reference to what happened between him and Bathsheba, and his causing the death of Bathsheba's husband, Uriah Achiti. Lechach ne'emar, therefore the verse says, Ve'ele divrei David ha'chaonim. These are David's last words. We'll do another chapter, another paragraph. Sure. Davar acher, an alternate understanding, Ve'ele divrei David ha'chaonim. These are David's last words. Hayom rim, they would say, Be'esrim u'shtaim shana, during the 22 years, the Gemara says that there was a period where David was punished. So in our Gemara it says there were 6 months that he was with tzaras, some form of leprosy. And during that period, God left him. This Medrash seems to say there were 22 years, shenistalka ruach hakodesh midavid melech Yisrael, that the Holy Spirit, that God left David the king of Israel. So during those 22 years, b'chol yom v'yom haya morid dmaot, he used to every day shed tears, v'ochel pito be'efer, and eat his bread with ash. Shenemar, as the verse says, ki efer kalechem achalti, for I've eaten ash like bread, David says. At that time, he recognized that he was distanced. He recognized that he had erred, he had sinned, and that God wasn't with him anymore. So he spent 22 years, day after day, weeping and eating his bread with ash. And finally, at the end of his life, God came back to him. Nechach ne'emal, that's why the verse says, Ve'ele divrei David ha'chaonim. And David HaMelech continues and says, the words of David the king of Israel, Une'um, and the words, the speech of Hagever, the man who kam al, who took upon himself the weight, the yoke, who finally was able to stand up again, was given the grace of God again, that finally God came back to him at the end of his life. So those are David's last words, that he finally regained the nevuah, the level of prophecy. So that's one of the messages of David Melech Israel. We have on tradition, the Gemara says in different places, that the message David taught us is that it's never over. So long as you're still breathing, you could still come back. That when David HaMelech thought it was all over, he was surrounded on the mountaintop. Shaul's men were on their way up, and they had the mountain surrounded. So he didn't lose. He still wasn't killed. Shaul surrounded the building. They were coming in to get him. And he didn't die. He had gone 3 days without food. He was on the verge of death, and he didn't die. You find time and again that David HaMelech was on the verge of death. You remember the story when Goliath's brother grabbed a hold of him, threw him in the air, and he was on his way to land, and Goliath's brother put a sword under him, and he was literally a second away from death. If nature would continue taking its course, he was going to land on that sword and die, and he still didn't die. So here we see, even in a spiritual sense, that David HaMelech had a tremendous period in his lifetime where he wasn't where he would have wanted to be with his relationship with God, where God wasn't with him. He knew until that point he had Ruach HaKodesh, and at that point, for 22 years, day after day, he prayed for it. And only after 22 years he got it. You know, one of the things that's always difficult in life, and when we read the works of Tanakh or of Chazal, we tend to forget, is that we have hindsight. We know that at the end of 22 years he got it back. But for David HaMelech, it meant day after day praying for it, and day after day not getting it. That's 365 days times 22, in which he each day started again praying, and each day he didn't know at the end that God would give in and God would come back to him. All he knew was he was going to pray and try and try and try. And he didn't give up. And that's exceptional. That's David HaMelech. The ability to keep trying, even though it's been 21 years. 21 years and 364 days where the Shekhinah hasn't come back. He's going to get up and try again on the 21 year and 365th day. For 22 years he kept at it until finally he got it. And that's what Chazal tells. That's the message that Shlomo HaMelech, his son, taught him. Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. The tzadik may fall many, many times. The Pasuk says seven, but seven is a reference to a large number. But he keeps getting back up. That's David HaMelech. So over here we see, according to this Medrash, that's an exceptional number. 22 years that he kept at it trying, and only then did he get it.